is July 8th, a Tuesday, and this is Miguel Gulen from Around the Corner. I'm looking back at all these audio files I recorded and wondering, why did I do this to myself? And if you're a podcaster, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're blogging, it's pretty easy. You just sort of write things down, type them in as quickly as possible, and then that's it. It's over. But when you're podcasting, it's easy to accumulate a lot of audio and files. I don't feel too guilty about doing this, though. A good friend, Wesley Fryer, has resurrected podcasts or audio files from many months ago, even as, I think as much as 6 months, so I don't feel too badly about this. This is only earlier, was it last week? 2 weeks ago? I don't know. It all blurs together after a while. I had a chance, I was walking down the hall at NEC 2008, and it was really, I was assaulted by two individuals, Steve Dembo and Joyce Valenza, and I think Steve was just in thrall of Joyce because he had just been interviewed for this strange cowboy boots documentary that, unfortunately, I made the snap decision, never a good thing, to participate in, and now there's this comical video of me talking about Charles Goodnight. I still haven't figured out what he did for Texas. I need to go read up on him. Remember, I'm a transplant to Texas. Cowboy boots and, oh my gosh, a faux pas or fashion forward or something like that. After the impromptu video interview with Joyce jumping around the hall where they have all these statues in the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, waving her brand new Flip Minnow, I think that's what it's called, flip camera nonetheless, at me, and I had a chance to sort of just ask her a few questions, and I knew that Joyce Valenza was a wonderful person, but this was my first meeting with her, and I am so grateful that she took a moment to speak to me and share her perspective on transparency, as well as a few other things. And I enjoyed listening to her, and I wish that Joyce did more podcasts, because she's very articulate and just made her point really well. So thanks, Joyce, for doing that. She is, in case you don't know about Joyce Valenza, she's a library information specialist for Springfield Township High School. But she's also a blogger for the School Library Journal, and you can check her out there. She has the cowboy documentary as well as, I guess, a little video about her Flip Minnow camera and lots of other important things. And I just referred her presentation that she did at NEC to one of our district librarians here in San Antonio, Texas. So hopefully folks will catch on to what Joyce is sharing with other folks. Thank you again, and I hope you enjoy this really brief podcast or conversation with Joyce Valenza, where she sort of shares her insights into transparency, as well as teacher librarians and lots of other stuff. Thanks.
You know, I think that my whole life is really transparent, and I've grown to embrace that. So I know that my words are going to bite me someday, but I think I have enough represented words out there that so that the words that come back and bite me are going to meet the words that present me well, and people will see both sides of me, perhaps. But this is a great conference. Again, I think that the most exciting thing is happening outside the conference. It's happening at that cafe just down the road. I love the casual conversations. I love when we start unplugging, even though I like being plugged in. You're going to have to cut that, aren't you?
No, this is shot live.
Okay, you don't edit your video like
I don't edit my audio at all.
It's is something very interesting because I think there's two different styles of bloggers and podcasters and videographers, and I am trained in editing and journalism in a much more formal way than maybe not you, but maybe some other people, and I can't put anything up without editing, and I edit, I hope, with integrity, but I really work hard on cleaning in many cases, and so I have posts that I've been holding since Saturday, but I recognize that I can't live blog like everybody else. It just doesn't feel right for me. I don't know if this is at all interesting to you.
It is.
One thing that happened that I think was really important for me in terms of my subgroup here is that we have to begin to really express what the brand of the teacher librarian is and what it looks like in 2008, because I keep bumping into people who've never seen the sorts of things that many of us do in our schools and may not understand that it's a shared turf and it's a collaborative, it's not a real turf at all, it's a collaborative thing, and we each bring important things to the table when we partner classroom teachers, content area experts, technology specialists, librarian. We're all integrating this technology and we're all working on what makes it powerful in terms of learning.
So, wow, Joyce.
Well, Miguel.
There's so many neat topics that you just brought up in that just short few statements. I mean, I'm really fascinated by what you said about transparency and about how words can come back and bite you. I found the other exciting too, but you know, as you know, we discuss those kinds of topics a lot, but transparency, and when you talk about embracing transparency, how, do you mind if we go back to that? How do you define transparency from your perspective in the work that you do? I mean, how can you be transparent if you're always editing your work? I guess you're editing your work for accuracy to the transparency. You want to make sure that it's accurate depiction or reflection of that. Do you think the reflection sort of flips it around? Or I don't know. For me, transparent is just laying it out there and being as honest as possible, being true to that. But I don't know. What's your take on it?
I think that one of the things I mean when I'm editing is here's the, for instance, we have the new Nets for Teachers that was released Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I've got that going in a blog. What I want, I'm missing the pieces. As a journalist, what I would do was get several different takes on a topic, and the piece that I'm missing, I still don't have. So I don't feel like I've got the whole story and I'm not ready to post it. The cowboy boot video that we just did, I knew I was missing several essential people like you, Miguel, and Steve. And so to post it without those people before it was fully cooked didn't seem right. It's equally transparent as it might have been, but it didn't feel like the full story. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I do clean things up. I edit. I find that, you know, my tenses or my words don't always agree in terms of, you know, tense or case and matching verb, but subject matching verb. But I do clean that up, and I don't want to be completely embarrassed. And although I said I'm transparent, I try not to say things. I'm also aware of representing myself professionally, so I like to show that a professional can have fun, and I would never do anything that would be utterly embarrassing because I know this stuff's going to be out there forever. But on the other hand, I don't need to show people that I'm a complete party pooper, and I that teaching is not fun and energetic, and that we don't enjoy mingling with other people that we learn from.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and now I'm trying to figure out how I can steal the footage of Charlie Goodnight and I, but
I'll give it to you.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I'll look forward to seeing it.
Okay.
Thank you so much again.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.